With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The destruction is massive and at least one death is blamed on powerful storms that have devastated communities near Tulsa.
One tornado ripped through the town of Barnesdall, Oklahoma, just north of Tulsa Monday night. Roger Edwards, lead forecaster of the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says from Monday to early Tuesday, they received 15 reports of tornadoes throughout the Midwest.
Eastern Oklahoma, southern Oklahoma, and I'd say central and eastern Missouri still have a threat for severe wind, tornadoes, and hail.
The storms began Monday with gusty winds and rain, but at night, tornadoes began hitting northern Oklahoma. Two areas hit, Sulphur and Holdenville, are still recovering from a deadly tornado late last month. In Kansas, some areas received hail the size of an apple. I'm Donna Water.
Israel going after Hamas in Rafah after rejecting a ceasefire plan accepted by the terror group. Israel says the proposal fell far short of meeting its core demands. Well, the celebrities weren't the only ones showing up for last night's glitzy Met Gala in New York City. Participants greeted by anti-Israel protesters in the streets. Also at SRNNews.com, technical issues forcing Boeing to scrub its first astronaut launch 2 hours before the planned liftoff last night from Cape Canaveral.
Overall, things were going really well in the launch countdown. In fact, we were a little bit ahead of the timeline and talking about maybe being able to close the hatch a little bit early. The team did a great job of getting out to the pad and getting Butch and Sonny in the vehicle.
NASA's Steve Stitch says canceling the mission was a tough call. Now the Starliner capsule will not be sent aloft before Friday at the very earliest. Checking Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed so far. The Dow futures 48 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 28 points. This is SRN News. A look at Asian Americans and giving.
According to the Pew Research Center, Asians are the wealthiest racial group per capita, exceeding even white Americans in their median income. A lot of Asian Americans are also Christians, and the latest Pew survey indicates that 70% of them say they give their money and or time to churches, ministries, or other charitable institutions. Most of that giving remains here in the U.S., but some Asians also tithe to churches in their country of origin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates have turned in more than twice the needed number of signatures to put a proposal to enshrine abortion in the Missouri Constitution on the November ballot. Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft's office must now verify the signatures. The amendment would make abortion legal until viability about 6 months into pregnancy. Missouri outlawed almost all abortions with no exceptions in the case of rape or incest immediately after Roe v. Wade was overturned. This is SRN News. Well, it looks like Boeing has some catching up to do in the competition with its European rival. Airbus holds a sales lead over Boeing.
That's even before Boeing encountered more fallout from manufacturing troubles and ongoing safety concerns. Airbus has outpaced Boeing for 5 straight years in plane orders and deliveries. And now Boeing is facing a government-mandated production cap on its best-selling plane. Yet aviation analysts say the European company is unlikely to extend its advantage much further, despite having customers clamoring for more commercial aircraft. That's because Airbus already is making planes as fast as it can and is sold out for the rest of the decade. John Scott report.
Vladimir Putin beginning his 5th term as Russian president after destroying his political opposition, launching a devastating war in Ukraine, and consolidating power. Already in office for nearly a quarter century, he is the longest-serving Kremlin leader since Stalin. More details at SRNNews.com.